Mr. Graham, just because the championship and League One only played a little games does not mean we don't have things to talk about in the EFL, my friend.
Oh, there's, well, technically it's not EFL, but it's important.
League Two happened, and shit happened in League Two.
Oh, I was,
and we're going to talk about it.
I was carrying the lead there and the other thing.
Yeah. Oh, well, that thing. Oh, the National League?
Big
time.
There's
going to be some names you did not know were in the National League, man. Let's get into it. Start the show.
Born in the land of Bowie, Maryland. Bred to be a fan of fucking Everton. Punch you in the eye and drink your rye. Sam Houston.
Sam Houston?
Arsenal fans have another Sam. Great day, the fucking Gooner Graham. Stump of a lord. Looks great in shorts. Sam Grammy.
Sam Graham.
Fucking United! Fucking United!
Gotta say, I really enjoy watching Sam Graham play the piano when Whiskey and the Kidney Stones have never used a keyboard in their entire life. Hello and welcome to DU Does the EFL. A completely biased brief recap of the English Football League is told by two common American schmucks. I'm your host, Sam Houston, and over there looking bewildered at when he was going like this on the table, my co-host, Mr. Sam Graham.
I'm sorry your wife has never explained this to you, but mine has. I'm just over here just poking the beat, if you know what I'm saying.
I was
just poking to the beat, buddy.
Uh-huh.
That's all, okay? Poking to the beat. That was it. Really wasn't that serious.
We're recording at the DU Public House just outside the nation's capital. You can check us out wherever you get your podcasts, and of course streaming live every single Monday night. Should you want to chat with us, there is many ways that you can. Mr. Graham, tell the good people how you can get in touch.
It is at DU Football Show on all the social medias, and DUFootballShow@gmail.com to get in touch via email.
Love it. Very good. I would say we're drinking the exact same shit, but something we've been doing recently is trying not to get too much into those bottles, especially something as good as that turkey, because mm-hmm. that bottle could disappear tonight. It's yep. that fucking good.
It is very good.
I am currently drinking this non-labeled bottle, but if you look at it, it looks like the peak of a westward, right?
It
does say engraved in the bottle, True Northwest. What this is a marriage of single barrels that I can't sell anymore because they've been mixed into blends. So this average is about 130 proof, and it's a lovely little mystery bottle. And whenever, Mr. Graham, you want some, by all means, have at it.
It's a lovely little mystery bottle.
It's American single malt, and it's cash strength.
Last time you said that to me, I woke up with sticky fingers.
All right.
More to follow on injury time.
Mel, there is no reason to hit the sounder because there was no championship. I do want to go ahead and get in, though. We had limited action in League One. Port Vale beat Burton Albion 1-0. Stevenage drew Carlisle United 2-2. But the big result saw Shaquille O'Neal's favorite club, Northampton Town, beat Derby County 1-0. And Derby County is currently in second place.
Mm-hmm.
With that happening, Pompey keeps their 5-point lead. And Pompey now has a game in hand as well.
Nice.
They all come back to action on Friday with a handful of clubs in and around the playoff spots, all battling each other. So there's going to be some really cool things to talk about on next Monday.
Yeah, for sure. Another cool thing, real quick. We kicked off a gin brand that's coming to us on mm-hmm. Friday in our meetings. And the farm, so everything that, all the botanicals that they put in their gins mm-hmm. are grown on their farm.
Oh, nice.
Their own farm, yeah, which is pretty cool. But that farm is in North Hampshire.
No
which
shit.
Contains the town of Northampton.
Fabulous.
I love it. While one of our field managers was trying to set up the laptop of the supplier for the presentation, trying mm-hmm. to figure it out why it wasn't showing on the big screen, I said, I just whispered to him, you want a fun fact about this place?
Mm-hmm.
I said, Shaquille O'Neal owns a piece of the football club that's the center town of this area, of this county. And he said, what? I was like, yep.
Yep.
There's absolutely your strange connection.
Shaq loves this fucking club.
Which also, actually, weird thing, talking about that, then we ended our meeting with Clutch Vodka. Walt the Wizard Williams from the University of Maryland basketball back in the day owns a significant portion of that brand.
Yep.
Interesting
now,
as well.
You mentioned that gin. In 4 weeks, Mr. Graham, we will be done drinking whiskey.
Oh, yeah.
What happens when we're done drinking whiskey?
It's the gin binge. Cannot fucking wait.
We love it.
And you're going to love these.
Okay.
They got a pink gin. It's a rhubarb base.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Looking forward to that.
There's a couple of good ones.
All right. League 2. Sutton has now managed to get themselves out of last place as they beat Aki 3-1. And now it is pretty much three sides battling for one spot to say for safety. Colchester drew top of the table Mansfield 1-1 to stay safe for now. But the two of them and Forest Green Rovers are separated by only one fucking point, those three at the bottom.
It's going to be interesting there at the end of the season.
Ultimately, the draw did not help Mansfield. Stockport is now 2 points back, and Wrexham won 3-1 over Grimsby and now sit only 3 points back.
If you wanted to ask me right now what my prediction would be, is that Wrexham get promoted a second season in a row.
Oh, I think so. I think so. Yeah. And honestly, the amount of money they put into the club and the size of that town and the size of that stadium, they're a League One / championship side.
Yeah.
They got very poorly mismanaged. I don't think they're a fucking Prem club, but I think they're a championship League One side.
I'd love to see them in the Premier League. I think it'd be a blast.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Whenever the Welsh teams are in, it's a ton of fun. Any of the Welsh teams, honestly. Mm-hmm. Even, Cardiff were bad.
Yeah.
It was still fun to be there.
Cardiff was there. Swans was there a couple of times as well.
And from everything I've heard, Cardiff especially, from everything I've heard, is a great away day.
Mm-hmm.
Vibe and night scene, like awesome.
Yeah,
a ton of fun.
Wales is fun.
Yeah. That'd be very cool to make it over there for one of those, to be honest.
All right, so Mr. Graham, let's go ahead and take a look at the National League and the North and South divisions too. So essentially the fifth and sixth tier, but remember the sixth tier is split into two divisions, a Northern and Southern division. Most of the teams we're going to chat about are basically around the FA Cup. Chesterfield, the team that lost to Watford, who was beating Watford at the 70th minute at Vicarage Road.
Yep.
They've already locked up the title.
In March.
Yeah, it's done. They've already locked up the title.
They've secured 95 points already, which is something ridiculous, like 28, 29 points beyond their second place team.
Remember, last year, Wrexham and Notts County both got over 100 points. And they were separated by 1 point
title. There's still two months to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or at least a month and a half.
And Chesterfield has already secured promotion.
Scored over 100 goals already, or 100 goals on the nose already. That's insane. I mean, they ended their 97 years consecutive they were in the Football League, and they retained a lot of their players when they fell out, as far as I know. So they're just absolutely waxing the fucking National League right now.
Killing them.
Insane. Do you know the last time they were not on in first place?
Mm-mm.
September 15th, because they played on the 16th and have not lost first place since.
Wow.
September 16th.
Absolute insanity, man.
It's wild. It's the earliest I've ever seen anybody lock up a title. This is crazy.
So looking at a couple of the clubs that had made it to the third round of the FA Cup, Aldershot Town, the Shots, are currently in fifth place, and they hold the final playoff spot. So in the National League, only two teams get promoted because only two teams come down from League Two.
Yep.
First place gains automatic promotion, and then second place fifth, third place fourth in a playoff.
Yeah.
And that's where the first year of Wrexham, when Ryan and Rob had taken it over, they came in second place, and they lost in the playoffs. I forgot who it was. They're still in League One, the team that they had lost to, but I can't remember.
League Two.
Yeah, in League Two. Sorry for not remembering. And then the other one, here it is, Eastleigh. Remember, Eastleigh actually had the replay.
Yes.
They had tied, and then they went up 1-0. They got a red card. They ultimately ended up losing 3-1, and they find themselves, unfortunately, in 18th place.
Oof. That's not good.
Now, a couple of cup darlings from a few years past are in a really bad way, and one of them's been a cup darling a couple of times. Borehamwood currently find themselves in 20th place. That is a team that made it all the way to the fifth round of the FA Cup, where they lost at Goodison Park.
The Wood.
Yeah, that is not good.
That sucks. And then the other one is
The Kidderminster Harriers. Yeah, Kidderminster. From last year, and they had won in the third round, got to the fourth round, ultimately got knocked off.
Yep.
They sit in...
By West Ham, wasn't it?
I think it was West Ham, yeah. They lost... They're now currently in 21st. Now, looking down at the NL South, because we got to talk about the Mighty Stone, baby.
Of course.
Maidstone currently sit in fifth place, so they're fighting to make the playoffs, but they're right there. Here's an interesting name, a name that you know from the lower leagues, League One and League Two specifically. Yeovil Town is currently in first.
They were a long-time EFL club.
Mm-hmm. And they're not in the National League. They're fighting to get back
to the National League. Yep.
Now, in the North, Ben's old club, and you know why we know Ben specifically, Chorley, from when they played Derby County, and he stayed up all night and had the tents and the heaters going and claimed it was coffee, but we all know it was Guinness that he was drinking. They are currently in fourth. And then Annapolis Blues owner Hitch, he also owns Afrington Town, and they almost made it to the third round. They lost to Wassel in a second game. They are currently sitting in sixth place. But here's the notable one. A very, very notable name of a club that is currently sitting in second place of the National League North, Scunthorpe.
Wow.
That is a club that was part of the furniture of League One and League Two.
And also, of course, one of only three clubs that have a curse word in their name.
Who are they, Mr. Graham?
Of course, Arsenal, Arse, Scunthorpe, Cunt, and fucking Manchester United.
Very good. You like how I walked you right over to that one?
Of course.
I knew we were going to go.
Now, I had no idea where they went. I probably, if I was a betting man, I am a betting man.
I would have said they're in League Two.
I would have said either League Two or National League.
Yeah.
But I probably would have said League Two. You're absolutely right. But they fell all the way down there.
I mean, you have clubs in the National League like Oldham as well. I mean, there's a couple of very notable clubs that were part of the furniture of the Professional Football League that are now down in the lower leagues simply because you have teams like Wrexham and Notts and Chesterfield putting big investments into their clubs and getting them right the fuck back into the Professional League.
Yeah, and in terms of Hitch's team, from this point forward, can we just agree that we're just going to call them Alfie Town?
I'm good with Alfie Town.
Because Alfreton is hard to say.
Alfie.
Alfie Town. It's a collection of vowels that shouldn't be in a row.
Yeah.
I'm good with that. L-F-R.
I am good with that.
I don't know that my mouth can make that sound.
All right, Mr. Graham, any parting words?
No, but enjoy the final 1,000 games. We're at the home stretch of the lower leagues. Enjoy the last 1,000 games of the season, and it's going to be a blast. We're going to have a ton of fun, and we will learn, obviously, who comes back into the league, who drops out of the league. We'll learn who goes up from League Two to League One, from League One to the Championship. And probably by the second week of August, we'll know who goes from the Championship to the Premier League and the Premier League to the Championship. hopefully you did listen to the first show tonight. And based on all of that conversations, we might not know till mid-September. Who knows? Fuck it.
Also, Mr. Graham, worth noting, in the next 2 weeks, Pompey and Derby County play each other as well.
Oh, the going out of business Derby. Very excited.
Till next week, everybody.
Good night.
Born in the land of Bowie, Maryland. Bred to be a fan of fucking Everton. Punch you in the eye and drink your rye. Sam Houston. Arsenal fans have another Sam. A.K.A. the fucking Gooner Graham. Smells of a lord. Looks great in shorts. Sam Graham.
hit the fucking mute button.